Thank God, gentlemen. Thank you, Arjuna. Let me take the opportunity to greet honorable members and all other participants on the platform, the department, leadership. I think I saw the acting TG of DCDT on the call, PLOs, as well as
recording in progress.
Us from different platforms. I will, without the waste of time, just to deal quickly with the formalities before we actually open up and guide the meeting on the agenda for today. The first point is really to remind ourselves about the rules of the meeting on this platform. We are reminded, all members and all participants on the platform, that we must at all times keep our mics muted and our video cameras off until recognized by the chairperson where a member or participant would want to speak. And that once recognized by the chair, only at that point would you unmute your mic and switch on your video camera. Only in situations where your network connectivity may give challenges and you give an indication to the chairperson that probably you may need to switch off your video camera in order to manage bandwidth. That would then be given at the time. Otherwise, under normal circumstances, when you are on the platform, please unmute your mic and keep your video camera on. Yeah, this is also important for those that may be following who are the speakers on the platform. For those that may also experience connectivity challenges and may need to reconnect on the platform, please ensure at all times that as you reconnect, your mic is muted and your video camera is off. This is so because mics are sensitive and they pick up background sounds which may distract the speaker that may be on the platform. The same applies to a camera that's on, which may also distract the speaker on the platform. We're also guided as members to ensure that we do not have unnecessary point of orders, which may lead to the collapse of the meeting. However, in a situation where you raise a point of order, you will indeed not unmute the mic until you are given the opportunity to speak as recognized by the chairperson of the meeting. Only at that point would you unmute your mic and proceed to raise that point of order. So that's really to remind ourselves, as I said, honorable members, so that our meeting does run smoothly. Just for purposes of records, once again, we'll just have to check the apologies that may have been received now that we do form a quorum to proceed with the meeting. Then I will move towards official opening the meeting. Committee support.
Good morning, Chairperson. We have two apologies, one from Ms. Kubeka and the other Mr. Madisha. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So those are the apologies that have been received. Honorable Madisha and Honorable Kubeka. May I just check first from members if there are those apologies that may have been tendered but would have not been noted by the committee support, so that we do note those, and I take it that it would probably include the Honorable Machel would have tendered a long apology in terms of the time for the leave that she officially has from Parliament work. But may I just check if there are others that I may have left out? If not, I'll take it that those are the apologies we have, and I take it that there's no objection to those. Honourable members, as we look at the agenda, we are also meeting today, the 10th of May, on a Tuesday. And that Tuesday in 1994 on this date would have been an important one as the first democratically elected president, Nelson Mandela, would have been elected and sworn as president. And I think that should also remind us of our commitment to ensure that South Africa remains a democratic state as a way of also honoring the sweat and blood of our people in their struggles to get South Africa a democratic state. And in whatever work we do, as we'll be also looking at budget votes, which shows how we are prioritizing resources of the state, that we always remember to defend the gains of democracy in a way that benefits our people in general, and specifically in bettering their lives. So to look at this agenda, of course, driven by that spirit of building a South Africa that's non-racial, that's non-sexist, democratic, united, but also prosperous. And therefore, as I said, when we look at budget votes that we have to look at now, we should keep that in mind. And I'm sure as budget vote debates are starting today with other departments or votes, this would keep in our mind. This meeting, therefore, is officially opened. We would indeed look at the agenda as sent to yourselves. This is the meeting for the committee to adopt its reports as well as adopt the minutes that are outstanding. All these are very important items to look at, and that once adopted we'll be able to send to the House and begin to participate in the budget vote debates as already scheduled. We'll start with the one on DCDT for adoption of the report. We'll then follow that with GCIS. We'll then, honorable members, do as we usually do. We'll go page by page in case there are corrections to be made from a content point of view, but spend also more time in terms of observations that we are making as the committee, as well as recommendations that we're making. Can we then do that, Ajra and the team?
Yes, Chairperson. Are you able to see, Chairperson?
On my side, I am able to see. I take it that members, you are able to see. We are now on observations, honorable members, starting with the department. On 6.1, I just check if there are members who want to speak there. Don't move too quick, Achuru. It seems I've been muted. Yeah, right. On the department. I think just again a correction there, probably in the wording on Roman figure one. I think the understanding there will be that entities that have previously been lagging to deliver on their set targets strive to improve service delivery. So if you can note that for also readability of that line. As well as on number three, I think the point we're trying to make there was that there is focus on compliance, meeting targets, and responding to the Auditor General with no measurement on the impact of such performances on the lives of ordinary citizens. So we're looking at the impact on lives of citizens. So that's on the department. Yes.
Chairperson, can you just repeat the third one, please? I didn't hear that.
Okay, on one, that entities that have previously been lagging to deliver on their set targets strive to improve service delivery. And then on three, I can, once agreed, I can send this to you. On three, that the point we're really making there was that as an observation that there's focus on compliance, meeting targets and responding to Auditor General, but with no measurements on the impact of such performances, whether financial or whatever, on the lives of ordinary citizens. So as I was saying, maybe we need to rework how it's worded there. So I can forward that to you once agreed by members. And then that's on those two on the department side. But if there are no further points to be raised by members, we can then move to the next one. Like I said, this would have been written. We can get back to the amendment. Any points to raise on ICASA? Then on the SABC. On the SABC, any other member who may have raised their hand that I have not seen on SABC? So if there's no hand, just again a point there of correction on reworking number three. And put a new four. Number three necessarily would have been with concern that PFMA supply chain restrictions led to inadequate procurement of compelling content. And therefore, the new four will then be with appreciation of the 12 months exemption from PFMA restrictions by National Treasury, thereby facilitating speedy procurement of compelling content which makes the SABC competitive. So those would have been the corrections sent. May I just check if members would be happy with the SABC so that we move to make observations on the others? Can move. Just on that will speak to CETA. I think Dr. Zedna and Namisa. I think they say all of those three. I think what happened would have been that the presentation was noted and agreed to. So if we can note it as such, as opposed to the way it's now put up. So we can go up, then we do take a while on Yusuf. Then on CETA with the corrections made. Sapo. On Centec. But that now with the correction made. BBI. But the missile with the correction made. Then while on FPB. There was a second one that we've made there, which is in the report, which is inadequate capacity of the entity may impact negatively on their ability to implement the amendments imposed by the Act. So those would have been observations. We now move to recommendations. Again, we'll start with the department and a member who has got point to raise there on the recommendations. And then move to ICASA. On ICASA, the understanding was that necessarily the question that arose from members was about ICASA explaining the part about the out of court, which they did in that meeting, and therefore two would not really apply. So we need to remove that. One now on SABC. Sabu. Sasa, Yusuf. Okay, then the same would apply here on as it relates to Sita, Dosetna, and Misa. I think the note to make there is that the committee did not have further recommendations for the entity, having noted and agreed to the report. On Centec. Dotset now with the correction. But now on BBI. Namisa with the correction. Now I have FPB. On FPB, that second one. Builds adequate capacity to enable the implementation of responsibilities imposed by the amendment of the Act to the entity.
Can you just repeat that one, Chair?
Builds adequate capacity to enable the implementation of responsibilities imposed by the amendments of the Act to the entity. Honorable members, that's the report as it is expected would need a mover and seconder for the adoption of the report by the committee. May I just get indication of the mover and the seconder?
Chair, good morning. I move adoption of the report.
Thank you, Honorable Mutembu. May I also just check? I saw Honorable Malatsi's end. Honorable Malatsi.
Good morning, colleagues. Good morning, Chair. I would just like to note the DA's reservation of our rights, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Malatsi. May I get a second?
Good morning, Chair. I second, Chair.
Honorable Kumbu seconds. As it is the norm, we'll Honorable Malatsi make that note in the adoption of the report. We usually do that. Thank you. So the report, may I just check if there's probably an objection other than what Honorable Malatsi would have raised as reservations from the side of the DA. If there are objections in us adopting the report.
Chair, from the EFF, we also want our reservations noted. Thanks.
Okay, Honorable Bambo. So there are no objections, so the report is agreed to. Of course, with those reservations noted. Thank you, Honorable Members. We'll now move to the next report, which is the Government Communications and Information Systems. We'll do the same there, going page by page and pay more attention on the observations and recommendations we're making. Thank you.
Recording stopped.
We're now on the observations. Starting with the department.
Recording in progress.
May I just check if Rajira is in hand? I don't see from my side. I'm trying to get to participants.
Okay.
If not, I think there is just a point to avoid misinterpretation that we may be like approving a deficit budget that the department presented. But I think the point to make there is that the committee noted with concern inadequate budget as opposed to the use of the deficit just for to take care of misinterpretation that we may have come to a conclusion that we are passing a deficit, agreeing to a deficit budget. So we'll deal with this when we get to the recommendations again. So, any matter on the MTDA? No, we now are on recommendations, starting with the department. I just check before I come in if there's any member who would want to raise something on the recommendations as it relates to the department. In the absence of that, just a point to emphasize there as per the discussion of the committee on the day. We have a point two and a three. On point two, that the department works with National Treasury to find ways to ensure that there's adequate funding to save the existence and use of Studio and Imbizo centers, as well as ensuring relevant ICT technologies are deployed in the area of digital. So that would have been on two. So this was in response to what the department raised as the cuts in the ICT and so on, and that this infrastructure is not utilized as we speak, because we need the maintenance and also upgrade to be relevant. The third point really there was that the committee also support the ministry and the department by engaging with the appropriations committee on the need to save GCIS from collapse, as well as positioning it to be relevant with the needs of society in delivering on its constitutional mandate. So that would be the point left there. We'll now move to, as I said, I can share this. We'll now move to the MDDA. Any matter that members may want to raise before I come in again to remind the report writer on the 2 points we've raised. I think what we said on the MDDA, remember at the time they came, there were still outstanding matters. We said that one, the department provides a comprehensive, the department entity oversight unit provides a comprehensive report on the governance challenges at the agency and the interventions thereof. That was one. And number two, we still made an appointment with the board. That the board, that the MDDA board appears before the committee to report on all outstanding governance matters. So that will be number two. So honorable members, with those, that would be the report presented for adoption by members, as I would be taking hands once again, like we did in the previous report, a mover. And
Chairperson,
honorable Mlala.
Yeah, I move for the adoption of the report, Chair.
Honorable Mlala moves. I see Honorable Lukumbo's hand is up.
Thank you, Chair. I second.
Honorable Lukumbo seconds. Honorable Malachi.
Thanks, Chair. Please note that we reserve our right. Thank you.
That will be noted. Having noted that, may I just check if there are objections then to us adopting the report? So no objection. So the report is agreed to. Of course, the reservations are noted. So that then concludes those two reports. And we'll then move to the next item where we need to deal with the minutes of the three meetings, starting with the minutes of the 29th of March. Those are the minutes of the 29th of March. I have not yet any member raising any matter with regard to correction of either the surname or anything. It would appear that fine with the minutes, but can we get for formality again, a mover and a seconder for the approval of minutes of the 29th of March.
It's desk is full of.
Chair, I move. Honorable Mlala is moving.
Mlala? Can we get a seconder who was present in the meeting?
Honorable Gumbu seconds, Chair.
Honorable Gumbu seconds. I take it that there's no objection in us of adopting minutes, so the minutes are adopted. We now move to the 19th April. The minutes of 19th April are presented for adoption. Can I get a mover and a seconder?
Do you not do what you said?
Chair, I move.
Honorable Mlala moves. Can I get a seconder?
Chair, I second.
Honorable Gumbu seconds. I take it that there are also no objections in us adopting these minutes. So the minutes are adopted. Take the last set of minutes for the 3rd of May. Honourable members, as you know, the detail of this is in the reports we've just adopted. May I now get a mover and seconder for adoption of those minutes?
Chair, I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Honourable Gumbu moves for adoption. May I get a seconder?
Chair, I second the adoption of the minutes. Thank you.
Honorable Mtembo seconds. May I just check if there's an objection in us adopting the minutes? No objection. So the minutes are adopted as a reflection of our meeting at the time. Chair, that would have been the last, right?
Yes, Chairperson, that's the last, but if you can just inform members of the 17th, next week's meeting being cancelled, Chair,
yes,
to our GCIS.
I'll do that. Okay. Honourable members, having completed what would have been the business, it's ended the point raised by Ajira. I was going to raise it that with the changes in the parliament program, which then introduced many plenaries, the date of the 17th is affected in terms of our program. Would have then moved that item to the 22nd, which was meant to be for the round table discussion. So we'll shelve the round table discussion and then bring the items we had for the 17th. This will then allow that the committee is able to participate in the parliamentary program. As you know, on the 17th, we have a scheduled mini plenary that would look at vote 4, and on the 18th, it will be vote 30 DCDT. So we'll be participating in the program. So the program is therefore amended in line with the committee resolution on adopting the program that would make the necessary amendments or adjustments to the program as and when there are matters that come for urgent consideration by the committee. So there would be that change. So when you see the program revised, it's informed by the revision in the parliament. I take it that that's
Chairperson, you're breaking up, Chair.
Yourselves, Honourable. Audible now?
We can hear you.
Okay. Now, I was just indicating that then the amended program will then be sent to members once again so that they do know the changes that would have been affected given the changes in the parliament program. With that having been said, I do know that members would also want to go to the mini plenaries as other votes are being debated. And I think from the point of the business for today's meeting, we have come to the end. And this meeting, therefore, is adjourned until we meet again, members.